Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, this one is from Joy Vesey.
This story starts in New York City. It was 1964, and I was 10 years old when I went to the largest fair in the whole wide world. And little did I know that that fair would change my world forever, the World's Fair. You see, my mom, she really didn't take us too many places. Except for Saturdays, we would always go to the park. It was only because she didn't want us to see the fights that was going on in the neighborhood. So you can imagine that at 10 years old, we lived on the worst block in New York, Jamaica, Queens. And one of the things that I longed for was the day where I could travel outside of my neighborhood. So you can imagine how excited I was when my best friend and her family invited me to go with them to the World's Fair. I can remember getting off that train and getting closer to the fair. And the first thing I saw was that big, humongous globe. Some people said it was like over 100 feet tall. We went at night, so it was very bright, and we saw fireworks. We saw so many different things. But there was just one thing that amazed me. At 10 years old, I was very small, very skinny, but very curious. I saw a pavilion that was overcrowded, and people were looking in, and I just had to see what they were looking at. So I go over there, scooted my body all the way up to the front, only to see that they were looking at a telephone. But this was a different type of phone because this phone had a TV attached to it. One by one, the people would place a call and they would actually see the person that they were talking to. But what was even more fascinating to me at 10 years old was that the people on the other line, they could see and talk to them as well. And I was told that this was called the picture phone. And I'm thinking to myself, could this be real? 25 years later, 1989, I'm 35 years old. I landed a job at Broward County Public Schools at Beacon TV, located in Davie. My responsibility is to take students on trips using the picture phone. Now, what makes picture phones so amazing back then? You may know it as Skype or FaceTime, but it gives you the ability to see another location, to experience everything without actually being there in real time. That's very important. So the curiosity that I had at 10 years old was fulfilled. I felt that I had the best job in the whole wide world. I took students to the zoo, to the museum, to the science center. I took them to places where you normally wouldn't be able to go. I watched students who was bored with school come alive because they were able to talk to the experts, to the curators, to the scientists, to the doctors, to the actors, to the directors. You know how they say that students' attention span is very short? Well, I saw middle school students want to stay longer. I had produced a picture phone program where the students was able to see up close and personal the serial number tattooed on a Holocaust survivor's arm. And she stayed an hour additional just because of all the questions that the students had. I saw high school students come back to school on a Friday night voluntarily to participate in projects with students in Japan. After 25 years of doing a job that I truly loved, I retired from the Broward County Public School System. But that little girl, curious as I was still inside of me, looking for challenges. And what still excites me today is changing children's world by way of picture foam.
Joy Vesey, with the story about an early innovation.
And anybody who lived in New York City or around the New York area in 1964 remembers that globe, that amazing silver globe that Joy was talking about. And I love the way she describes it. It's night, she's getting off the train, and she sees this thing lit up. I mean, for a little girl, for somebody of any age, it's just extraordinary.
And if you went to that World's Fair, you would see a new innovation of a phone with a picture on it.
And I remember seeing that in the movie 2001, which came out just a few years later. They had these picture phones. And every time I've seen 2001, which I've seen Stanley Kubrick's movie over the years, I would say, or my husband would say, we still didn't get those things that they promised us at the World's Fair. And finally, we did.
We call them smartphones.
We call them Skype. We call them all kinds of things now. But it's just so amazing that this was 1964, and that seemed like so out of this world. And yet now we take Skype or FaceTime for granted.
I am very confused by this story, Karen. Joy is not a teacher.
She worked for the school system, and she worked at BECON. I don't know what the acronym stands for exactly, but it's the educational broadcast arm of Broward County Schools. So she was the one who helped them. The kids would come in, or she would come to them. I don't know whether she went into the school or whether the kids came to the studio. Either way, she would be the one who would operate the equipment.
So back in 1964, she saw a picture phone, and 25 years later, she's basically doing the same thing, but helping these kids in school use the technology.
Exactly. And I love the way she starts the story. She uses what we call an abstract. Little did I know it would change my world forever. Now, an abstract means we can pull that part out of the story and it wouldn't change the story. It's giving us a little bit of a general what to look for in this story, right? So how is this picture phone changing her world forever? Well, it changed her life. For 25 years, she did this job, and that's pretty incredible. Michael, was there ever a time when you were 10 years old or thereabouts that something happened to you that when you look back, you say, oh, it changed my life?
I can only think of when I was in high school and I heard a Bob Dylan song.
Well, that would do it. I always think of Oliver Stone in some of his biopics. He has a moment, I think he does this in The Doors, a moment when Jim Morrison is a little kid, and somebody can correct me if I got the movie wrong, but a little kid and something happens in one of his movies, and then you see him grown up and you see how he reacts to that. And so often we forget that the seeds of adulthood are planted in these seemingly random moments in a child's life. And what might have happened if Joy's parents did not take her to the New York World's Fair? Who knows? She might have gone into something totally different. She might not have had such a deeply satisfying life. And it's just wonderful that she was able to do that.
She really gave a good description of being a little girl and going to the World's Fair.
I love the way she said, I was 10 years old. I was very small. I was very skinny. I was very curious. And then she says she got off that train and she saw that big, humongous globe, and it was nighttime and it was bright. You know, she really paints a picture that is in our minds, and that is good storytelling. We're really there with her.
Well, now that Joy's retired, it's nice hearing her reflection on how much she enjoyed her work.
It is. And there's a beautiful framing. There's beautiful closure in this story that Joy used. Whether or not it was conscious does not make any difference. She started by saying, "Little did I know that it would change my world forever," the World's Fair. And then she ends the story by saying that she changed those children's worlds. And that word world, I mean, what did she see? She saw that globe. She saw that world. So we have a beautiful sense of imagery going on in this story with the word world, with seeing the globe, with her whole world changed and how she was able to affect the worlds of other children.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneile@fau.edu.
Our website has contact information as well as archive stories, wlrn.org, radio, and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.